dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
I want you to turn in your Bible tonight to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. We've been reading about Ephesians 1. That's a marvelous book now for you to meditate in. There are three groups of peoples, the Jews, the nations, and the church. All the Bible's for the church, but not all the Bible's about the church. The part of the Bible that's about the church, and to tell you the truth, if you didn't hear Chip preach on covenant the other day, you have got to have that CD. And all the CDs are available. But he preached on covenant in such a way, son, it was just so real to me and my keeping covenant in my thinking when I'm reading any of these scriptures. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And so let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 6 and verse 12, and this Ephesians. And all of the letters, the New Testament letters, are your covenant. That's the covenant of the church, is in the New Testament letters. I was listening to Brother Hagin's tape just the other day, Paul's revelation. He said you cannot live an overcoming life if you just live in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because that you wouldn't even know why Jesus came. You would know that he died and rose, but you wouldn't know why. That is revealed in the letters. And it took Paul 17 years to get that revelation. Galatians 1st chapter tells us that. So that tells you that you're seated at the right hand of the cross. You wouldn't know you had any authority over the devil if it were not. So the letters, the New Testament letters, are your covenant. And as you meditate in them, then that's your covenant. That's your covenant rights. And of course, there are covenant things that come to us. They're still in effect from the Old Testament that he'll lead you and guide you in all this, but particularly in the New Covenant letters. Now, Ephesians 6, verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, doing what? Verse 18, praying. These, when you look at verse, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, you must remember always that he's already told you that he overcame those when he raised Jesus from the dead. And that when he quickened him, when he quickened the head, he quickened the body. And he quickened you and raised you and seated you, and you are far over them. Chip preaches it like this, location, location, location. So you never get into the place over in Ephesians 6 where, you know, you're in a wrestling match down here. Bless the Lord. There is a double kingdom system. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. You're the ones that stayed over, so you must be the ones that really can get in the Word and understand the deeper things. This is a book, Visions Beyond the Veil. We sell it, but I'm not sure we brought it here. And it's written by H.A. Baker. How many of you have heard of Heidi Baker? Yeah, Heidi Baker is a woman of God, so powerful, miraculous, missionary. Well, she's married to H.A. Baker's grandson, or great-grandson, I'm not sure. But H.A. Baker and his wife were missionaries to China before all the missionaries were kicked out. All the missionaries were kicked out in 1949. And they had an orphanage, and they took little beggar boys off the streets, poor little children, orphans, and that's who were in this Adullam home that they had. They had in that place, and you have to read this book. You just simply have to. visions beyond the veil, visions of heaven, angels, Satan, hell, and the end of the age. There were 40 boys, I'm reading it to you from the foreword, in the Adullam home when the great miracle took place. It was 8 weeks of a manifestation that happened with these boys. In this most unlikely of places, there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the likes of which has seldom been reported in the Christian faith. Uneducated street orphans fell prostrate on the floor under the power of God, while in the spirit they were given visions into the next world. They saw and spoke with angels. They played in the wonderful parks of paradise. They saw the saints of old. This outpouring went on for many days, 8 weeks. These young Chinese children standing and preaching under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, receiving revelations of invisible worlds and the glories of the redeemed. This then was before the communist takeover in 1949. After the communist takeover, which was not much longer after that, these little boys, it was like they were taken to heaven and went to seminary. They were taught things, deep things of theology that they saw in heaven and that God showed them and God taught them. And they became the leaders of the underground church in China, these little boys. So it's an amazing thing. God, I'm telling you, glory be to God. Now I'm going to read to you, of course they have in here all the heavenly things, but I'm going to read to you from the chapter that the kingdom of the devil. So this is what they saw and what we're going to talk about tonight in that mid-heavens. Remember, we have down here, we have earth, and then we have the mid-heavens, and then we have the heaven of heavens. Paul said he was lifted up to the third heaven. So in this chapter, Mr. Baker writes, No careful observer could have been with us during those weeks of the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit and doubted that there are two kingdoms that are in constant conflict. As surely as angels minister and the Holy Spirit leads to a real kingdom of light, so do demons hinder. While the devil presides in a realm of evil spirits in a kingdom of real darkness. Through these visions, one kingdom was made as certain to us as the other, and man was clearly revealed as the battleground. So I want you to turn, now isn't that something? Heaven's after you, darkness is after you, bless the Lord. We surely don't want darkness to win. But I want you to turn with me to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 12. And I had them put this up for you in the English Standard Version. Jesus is talking to one of the seven churches in Asia. And he says, to the angel of the church of Pergamum write, the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword, I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. Yet you hold fast my name, and you did not deny my faith, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. Pergamum was a Greek city in Turkey, Asia Minor. And in the Greek cities, if you've ever been to one, the city was down here, and then they had a flat hill, and up on the top of this Acropolis, there they had all the temples to their gods. And so it was a particularly, if you study about this Greek city, it's even these temples, altars, there's an altar to Zeus there. And they have transferred that now. Brenda and I went over to Berlin, where it is now, and saw it. It's huge. And so at that time, Jesus is saying to this church, he's saying, you live in the town where Satan's got his throne right now. So he's ruling up over Pergamus. Now, he's not in hell. Remember what that little boy said? He said, Mama, Satan's not in hell yet. He's going to hell, but he's not in hell. He is in this mid-heavens, and he has his throne in various places. At Jesus' time, when Jesus was here, it was over Pergamum. But it has moved. I have a series of tapes talking about how it moved. And it moved, and let's say like during World War I and II, it was over Berlin. And it's been over Moscow. And it will be over Brussels, may even be there now. It will move over Jerusalem. And then finally, he's still not through. He still wants his throne up there. So he will come to Jerusalem, and he'll set himself up, Satan, the Antichrist, through the Antichrist in the temple that the Jews have rebuilt and announced to the world that he's God. So he has a throne, and this church, how would you like to have your church in the town where Satan had his throne up there? Bless the Lord. Now I'm going to read you some more about what those boys saw. And in this little part here, he has entitled it Overcoming Fear of Demons. He said, some of the children had seen demons before. We found that in spite of all our teaching about the Lord, they were still so afraid of demons, they dared not go to their rooms alone at night, and they covered their heads when they slept. Through these revelations, however, the children found, the revelations that came, the children found that the largest and fiercest demons were ineffective against even the smallest child who was covered by Jesus' blood. So that for the first time we had a happy lot of Chinese children who had lost their fear of demons, and they were not afraid in the dark, and they were not afraid to sleep with their heads uncovered. Bless the Lord. A lot of the demons looked like the Chinese idols. They had idols. And they'd see them, and of course, idolatry is demon worship, a lot of it. Now, the hosts of the powers of the air, he writes, and their works of darkness in cooperation with demons on earth were seen by various Adullam witnesses whose testimony is as follows. In other words, their powers of the air. Remember, the Lord gave four categories of them, four ranks, and then there's those demons that are down about on the earth. There are the fallen angels, the powers of the air, and then there are the disembodied spirits on the earth. Listen to this. The government of the hosts of evil is in mid-heaven. There are thrones from which the devil's angels exercise their satanic power over earth. These rulers of darkness vary. Some are larger in stature than others. There's a variation in dress, crowns, facial expression, disposition, and authority. Some have more authority than others. In all respects, they are as devilish in appearance and acts as the hosts of Satan are expected to be. These rulers of evil are in constant contention amongst themselves, each resenting the authority of those higher in power.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BilleyBrim.org.